because Sammy's going to sleep, whatever. You guys putting it to sleep.
Man, she yawned. Oh, man. You guys, yes.
I yawned once during fucking do the fucking hair, and this motherfucker rides me. All right.
Sammy, when I'm gonna ride you? That sounds so bad, actually. That sounds nice.
You're gonna come out.
I'm gonna ride you on the show. It'd probably be more entertainment factor out of there.
Next time, kick on me on the show.
Yeah.
Ooh, gonna, you know what? Let's record this. We're all arguing right now. Let's record this.
We get along so well.
I know. I fucking hate her so much. I hate her.
You motherfuckers will pick a goddamn if you pick a time and stick with it, then
why
should
you pick a time? It's CJ.
Shut up, Wayne. Whatever, man.
look, the Wayne defense, yeah, but I didn't know I had to work till like 8:30 today. And then
goddamn it, CJ, you're supposed to back him up, goddamn it. She don't be on his fucking side or whatever. You just always
Don't worry. When we start recording and he start going off about Herschel and some bullshit, then
There's a reason why D&W's on the fucking show. It's Wayne's fucking fault or whatever. It's all his fault or whatever.
Absolutely. Yep.
He killed Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna drunk dragon.
He kept believing in that lone wolf bullshit or whatever. I'm a lone wolf, so I gotta be a lone wolf. He's killing them off one by one or whatever.
Exactly like a lone wolf would.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he had nobody playing. There was poor Jay tried to record and do things, but.
Oh, I don't know where the hell Jay is at the moment. He's stumbling somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
You tried to replace him.
I'm gonna have to, I think. He doesn't reply to our messages, so you're hearing it here first.
You know what, that's kinda messed up that you replaced Jay with three people. It's like, damn, really, Wayne? That's how you feel about the three of us?
I'm gonna do Carol. I'm gonna stab him. I'm gonna stab him and drag him out and blot him in pot.
Sammy, am I right? He replaced Jay with three people, really.
So three people!
That's really how you feel, that Jay was worth three people? Three good people?
He was worth two niggas and an Indian.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Damn. So that's how you feel.
Great show.
I know black people are one-third of a person. So if you two...
What does this have to do with The Walking Dead? Absolutely fucking nothing. At
everything.
We were all going off on each other, and I just enjoyed it so much that I figured we should continue to going on.
Some dickheads send him a comment saying that we get along too much. We don't get along at all. We all hate each other.
This is The Walking Dead. Like, we all turn it on one another. I'm waiting for you guys
stand to each other, whatever.
Hey, yo, Rick, you're a bunch of pussies and judge people.
Oh, man, you know damn well you, Rick.
Rick's a pussy. Hey, Rick. No. Rick's an asshole.
And obviously, Sammy is Glenn's little dick Maggie, because everybody want to fuck her.
She's Sammy's a girl that fucked the governor, so.
Oh, okay, she's Andrea.
Oh,
Andrea.
It's not Andrea.
You're totally Andrea.
I'm not fucking careless and stupid. If that motherfucker, even just a hint of that shit, went, oh man, I would have stabbed him. I wouldn't even have fucking slept with him. I would have shot him in the goddamn head.
I like how me and Wayne are arguing and CJ and Sam. Let's keep this going now. Another thing, Wayne. Yeah. You fucking Australian bastard.
Nothing wrong with Australia. Australia's
a shithole.
It is a shithole.
America, bitch.
You live in LA. That's the dump of the world. We all know that.
Oh, you fucking bastard. You take it back. LA is the land of dreams. That's where it happens.
Yeah, where they get shattered. It's a bad fucking thing.
You need to hurry up and fix up Australia, man. I'm trying to save up money to go there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fix it. Me.
Yeah.
How am I going to fix it?
You get off of your lazy ass and do something. Then,
I'd be like that shot the governor with the shit burning behind him. That'd be fucking me in Australia. Just the whole fucking country on fire.
The country is already on fire.
Of course it's on fire. It's bloody hot.
Alright, so when are we recording?
Oh, we're recording now.
Oh, god damn it.
God damn
it. But yes, people, welcome to another edition of The Walking Dead. And God knows what that has to do with The Walking Dead at all, but... What episode 6? What was the name of this episode anyway?
6.
Episode 6, I know.
Live Bait.
Live
Bait is the name of the show, Wayne. God damn it. What fucking job.
I don't...
Jesus Christ, Wayne.
You guys can look at the damn title. I'm very busy. It's called Episode 6, The Governor Returns. I don't fucking know.
The eye patch return. That eye patch is the biggest star of the
Governor. Snake Plissken. Because that's what this motherfucker turned into. He turned into Snake.
He was a pirate.
He's Snake Plissken. Well, right, unshaven and...
I like how him and Daryl like to give out their job duties and shit in this season or whatever. and they come up with the coolest jobs ever.
Well, this actually was a special episode because it was a governor episode, which Didn't we call that last week that this would actually be a full-on governor episode?
Actually, technically, to be fair, they've been doing it this whole season. I mean, the week last week was
Herschel. Yeah, but we called it. Sorry.
Oh, okay, well, shut the fuck up, Wayne. Nobody asked you anywhere.
Oh, yeah. your fans love to hear what I have to say. We know that.
Oh, yeah. They can't stand your black ass, honestly. They think, you don't even listen to shows, so what do you care? What's your opinion matter?
They hate me because they know I'm right. That's all it is.
They hate you because you remind them of Jordan. That's why they hate you.
Yeah. That's a low blow. Low blow. But hey, there's no Carol in this episode, so I can't bitch about Carol and Rick. It is just Mr. Governor himself.
It's almost like the first of a two-parter.
Yeah. But, what did you expect in this episode? Because in this episode, we did not get to see the evil governor.
This almost felt like a spin-off show.
Yeah.
Yep.
It didn't feel like the same show at all. I was just like, wow, this feels like a whole totally different show here.
You had to keep reminding yourself that was the governor. He's evil.
But that's the point. I love the way they took it. They didn't make him this snarling evil beast in this. It was like, this guy actually does have a human side to it.
That would
have
been stupid anyway for the first part, because I know a lot of people have been complaining about the show. It's something like, I wanted him to be crazy and stuff like that and attack the prince and stuff like that. It's like, this is, in all reality, this is kind of to be real life here. I don't think a one man would just run up in this prison outnumbered, whatever. He doesn't have the means or like, as people say, he's the villain of this series, whatever. It's like, he doesn't have the necessary needs to be a villain. He doesn't have the resources or anything like that to be a villain or whatever. He just had an outbreak one episode or a couple or whatever, and that was it. Or that doesn't make him the villain of this series.
Yeah. Well, even when you first see him in the very, very start, he was not this pure evil madman. He was doing stuff to protect the people that he had at Woodbury.
And I think he was a dictator, though.
Yeah, of course he would.
As far as this episode of him not really being quote-unquote evil or whatnot, I just saw it as a way for him to kind of rekindle that family that he wanted, you know. So it was more of a selfish reason on his behalf. So maybe
you guys, can I ask a question? Do you guys think they might have blew their load with this episode and saved it for when they want to do spinoff shows and stuff?
No. I think it's a good... Judging by if this is what the kind of spin-offs can be, I'd be actually looking forward to them if this is the kind of caliber that they would, you know, pull out of their ass with Walking Dead spin-offs.
Because I was thinking they could have saved this, honestly. I was looking, I was like, because I don't think the governor is going to attack the prison after seeing this episode. Now, I don't think he's going to have any involvement as far as being a threat with that prison at all anymore, as far as seeing this. I was like, I wonder if he could have just saved this, man.
So what do you thought he did? Was just looking at the prison and
saying, he might be trying to get them inside the prison.
That would be,
to actually look after them, because I mean he actually does obviously care about these people and he doesn't want them to die. But
I think the biggest question though of this episode was okay, so he has nothing to do with that prison. So what's going on with the rats and shit like that? Who's sabotaging this motherfucker now?
Ooh, good question.
Exactly.
It's Carol. We all know that.
It's Carol.
He's up there for a reason. No, like
it's Bob Stokey.
It's Bob Stokey. That motherfucker.
I mean, he gave the hint away. I mean, he pretty much said, hey, look, I was with two other groups and I was the only survivor out of both of those groups, whatever. And he's an alcoholic. I was like, okay, something's up with this brother. Him and Lizzie teaming up to take out the prisoner. So,
you know what? As I said, he's bribing the zombies to go and get him his alcohol. That's the only logical answer.
Unless CJ predicted. He's always writing these things.
That's a good point. I still reckon it's that little bitch, or whatever her name was.
You still think so, huh?
Lizzie.
Yeah, that's her. It's gotta be. She's a lunatic. She's a full-on fucking lunatic.
Well, I thought it was Lizzie and the governor was kind of teamed up, because I thought the governor might have saw her as his new daughter or something, as Penny or whatever, but yeah, that's pretty much thrown out the window now after this episode. I mean, I don't think he has any...
Yeah, he got a penny now, so.
He's got a penny now. And he got him some ass.
He did get him some ass.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's some shoulder rubbing for your ass.
I was like, the governor is a pimp in this series. I mean, he's
a bad motherfucker, too. He takes out walkers with his bare fucking hands in this episode.
Punch that motherfucker. Punch him in the face.
Fuck Daryl, this motherfucker could take him out without no weapon at all.
I like
that. That's why you know he's still not evil, but like still crazy, because even when that old man died in the bed.
I love that.
You know, that was a great thing.
Funniest scenes I've ever seen.
He didn't hesitate. He did not fucking hesitate. He just picked it up, just beat him.
Object and smashed his head.
He even pushed that girl out the way too. She was trying to stop him. He just pushed, he shoved her ass. He's like, no.
It would have been hilarious though if he didn't die and he just woke up and like he thought he had passed away. He just smashed his fucking head. Whoops.
My favorite part of the scene was the opening though of the governor just walking, whatever, with the music playing in the background, and then he just sidestepped that zombie.
Yep.
He's like, you're not even in my concern right now. I got bigger problems.
Let's talk about that music too, man. Now Walking Dead, they're gonna overplay their hand if they keep trying to play the same type of theme music.
Yeah.
Oh, cowboy sadness song. Dude, I'm like, Jesus Christ, come on, Walking Dead, you know, mix it up some.
What do you want him to play? Well, Smack My Bitch Up or something. I mean,
hell yeah.
Pimp's got it hard out here. hard out here for pimps.
I know, other depressed song, Johnny Cash is not the only person who made depressed sounding country music, alright? There's blues, there's other type of songs they can go to. So.
I've been liking the music, this season so far.
It sounds the same thing with Herschel. I thought he would have sit down and start crying with Herschel. Say like, I like your beard. I like yours too. Now let's cry. Let's cry together.
No, I don't think that's gonna
happen. I don't know. It didn't sound the same to me. I thought it sounded different.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sage. I agree with you. What?
Alright man, I'm having a Wayne moment. Maybe.
It's got a saying now, a Wayne moment.
Hey man, he's on my side just a minute ago. I don't want to turn on you, nigga. My darkness brother, I can't turn on you right now.
who else thought with the whole opening and him, well, supposedly burning down his old town.
Oh, that was so badass though. Just watching him stand there just looking at shit. I was just like, they need to freeze frame that shot and just make a poster out of that shit. I was like, that is a badass shot right there. I'm just looking, the way he looks, he looks like he's been drinking and shit. Just like, what'd you say? $5 for $1. What?
You ain't
nothing. The whole opening was just badass. The whole opening.
He looked like he just slept with a prostitute and was like, I regret that.
Yeah. Like, now I got herpes and I have to burn everything now.
Yeah, I gotta burn this whole goddamn island down or whatever. I actually put a poll up for that too.
Ooh, did you?
Yeah, I said, why do you guys think the governor burned Woodbury? And I picked some choices here. Some weird ass choices, obviously, because no. I just wanted to fuck. I just wanted to be stupid or whatever. And, I said, Time to Move On is the first one, which, got a total of 31 votes here. It's Time to Move On was 6 votes. Didn't want anyone using his city. Got 4 votes. Wanted to put, the past behind him. Got another 4 votes. Just wanted to burn something. That has a total of 9 votes. And Because the Fire Rises got a total of 8 votes. So apparently he just wanted to burn something. So apparently that's what people thought.
Yeah, he kind of did. I mean, he did want to burn his past. He wanted to just set something on fucking fire again.
I was wondering if he's going to go back to Woodbury and just stay there. But no, he pretty much torched that city to the fucking ground. I was like, oh, okay.
Now, another thing you noticed with the governor, you noticed that his guy just upped and left him. You know,
wouldn't you?
He fucking ditched his ass. Nope.
That was the best part of the funniest part in this show, because when he came out that tent, he was looking around and he's like, I was like, damn, what happened to all them trees and shit? Though? Did they steal the trees too?
Yeah. He stole the trees, the zombies, everything. It was nothing. It was a wasteland.
Honestly, you know what I thought happened? I thought they picked his tent up and just dropped it off somewhere else. Cause he was by a road and shit like that. I was just like, is that a house right there? I was like, damn. They waited that nigga went to sleep and just dropped his ass off somewhere.
That would have been funny if they picked up the tent, put it on like a log or a boat, and he woke up in the middle of the river. About to go over a waterfall. But he didn't wake up with a face like, oh, yeah, where the breakfast at, Pete?
Peter? Yeah. He had this look on his face like, well, I saw this coming.
Oh, that's right, I shot him. Yeah.
That's right, I kind of murdered those people or whatever, yeah.
Oh, but they left me the truck, so that's pretty cool.
Another thing, I'm glad they didn't make that little girl as stupid as fucking Lizzie.
Oh, God, thank God.
Jesus Christ, we already got one dumb kid in the show, we don't need a second one.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue, the bit when the walkers attack and he's like, yeah. Come on, hurry the fuck up. And she was just standing there. I was like, yeah, they're going to pull another fucking stupid bitch fucking syndrome. But they didn't.
Because she can't talk, right? or she doesn't talk.
I think if she doesn't talk.
She doesn't. Doesn't want to.
And her grandfather was the only reason why she would even talk at all, or have a smile, or anything like that, whatever. And so after he died, she was pretty fucked.
After she, after he was slammed to the fucking oxygen.
Yeah.
And then it was funny that, like, she had a father, but the dad went to go get some beer and cigarettes, and he got eaten by a zombie.
I said, damn, I said, damn, I kind of feel bad for this kid. Just like, damn. I mean, shit, he's had a fucked up life in this zombie apocalypse.
What kind of dad went to get some beer and never came back? He's probably live out there somewhere just drinking away, not knowing anything's happened.
I like how she looked out the window. I thought the governor saw Penny. I was like, damn, he's seeing shit too now. Oh, damn. Everybody's seeing shit.
I thought it was meant to be Penny again.
Oh, I thought it was Merle. Hey, baby brother.
Yeah, it should have been Merle in a week.
He put his hand governor, you
shot me. He just hold
his hand over his, he put his hand over his mouth and just went, shh.
And one thing I got a question about those people. They did not really know how to take out a zombie, but they have been alive. They were able to survive for how long? What, a year or something? Or I don't know. How long has it been?
At least close to 2 years since this all happened.
2 years. But how did they survive that long without knowing how to truly kill a zombie?
Well, see, they were pulled up and they... Yeah.
But was that bad writing or what? Because how do you survive that long?
Well, they had that truck outside, so they had all the food and supplies they needed, whatever, and that was a pretty big-ass truck, too, so, I mean, it didn't seem like they really had to go anywhere out of the norm.
Yeah.
Which I have to question, once again, another zombie, this is almost a zombie trope, when you have a safe place, why do people tend to want to leave that place?
Yeah, I don't know, because they're stupid.
Yeah, like when, as soon as they said, no, hey, take us with you, I was just like, why?
They do that in every... Okay, people you've seen The Road, right?
Viggo Mortensen,
when they find the bunker and they got all the food in there and all the shit, they hear a dog outside and a bit of noises. Oh, fucking pack this shit up, let's get out of here. It's the safest fucking place you could be ever.
They did that shit. They did that shit in Dawn of the Dead, where they were just like, "I don't want to die here," or whatever. I'm just like, "What do you mean? This is a mall. It's not food and shit." I was like, "Why would you want to leave this place, or whatever?" And this, and how many people did die when they left that place?
Everything, exactly.
Every fucking body. Yes. I'll never get that. That's like almost a zombie like forte now of what just happens. Whenever there's a safe place where they find, they meet somebody. He wants to leave and they want to go with him or whatever just because they want to see the world. I'm just like, and they got in that truck and it broke down like a day later. I was just like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
See, this one, Rick should have moved everyone, not to the prison. He should have moved into Woodbury and just took over it. Cause he had everything set up. He had food and shit. He's like, fuck, all the work's done. I just moved in
those apartments that they were staying in. Those apartments they were staying in look safe, right?
Yeah.
We're pretty fucking safe to me.
Take over
from what the governor did. He kept Woodbury safe for what, months, years, or whatever?
Yeah.
You know. He destroyed that barricade with his ass.
He fucking took that apartment.
No, that apartment complex they were in, I was like, wow, this looks safe. This looks clean and shit. I mean, the governor had his nice little apartment across the hall, whatever.
Apparently it's not safe from fire, apparently. That's the one that got damaged.
Who gives a shit?
He burned that shit down easy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they was lighting candles, right? Yeah. So obviously a match was getting lit in bitch.
How did you reckon he burned it? I can see him walking around with a fucking flamethrower, just torching the whole goddamn city. That I would have loved to have seen.
I would have just loved to have seen him laughing as he was driving that truck like Mad Max or something.
Oh, like the Joker when he's driving the truck.
Yeah, and just ran into a building and shit like that. I noticed the zombies was not fucking with him either. They probably said,
walk away. Like, I'm not going near this motherfucker.
They couldn't tell. They couldn't tell, was he home? Was he dead, homeless, or?
They just looked at him and just like, oh, never mind.
You want some of that?
Thing that bugged me in this episode. It's just like, why would you want to leave that apart? I don't get that. That always pisses me off. It's like, why the fuck? And look at him now. One's got a fucked up leg now, and they in the middle of butt fuck nowhere.
And now, if you look at the trailer for next week, you know, now he has to, you know, try to sneak his people with his old people that say like, oh, I'm the big bad boss now. You know,
yeah,
so.
That motherfucker's dead. He's fucking with the
guy. Yeah, I think
he's gone.
I think Governor's gonna kill Martin. I think his name is Martinez. Governor's gonna kill his ass.
Oh, fuck it.
Where's that black dude at? That's what I wanna know. The one with the O-shaped mouth.
Oh, I think you do see him. He was in the trailer along.
Okay.
The promo. I'm pretty sure you see him. Because it was him and the Martinez, whatever his freaking name was. Those two tents, I'm assuming, were those two guys. Because they were the last two who were alive with him, if I remember.
Yeah.
So.
Sammy, what did you think of this episode? I didn't hear much out of you today,
I liked it. It was good. It was, like you guys said, it didn't really feel too much Walking Dead. It felt like the governor. It kind of felt a little Brady Bunch.
Fucked up version of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, look.
This is a story.
Just like, we're family now. Okay.
They need to throw Alice in the night.
Well, cause it's funny, cause I've been saying this whole season that everybody's gotten their own amount of screen time as far as like being their character. The only difference between the governor getting his amount of screen time is he's not at the prison. So it's not a bunch of other people to look at besides him or whatever. So when he's on his own or whatever, it just feels like a different show. I know a lot of people said they did not like this episode at all. They were just, I heard one person say, I'm not watching the show again.
What? Are you serious? What's wrong
after
with
the last week? After last week episode, which I talked to a lot of people and I'm pretty certain my own self was one of the best episodes of Walking Dead. You know, you come off of a good high, like that Herschel episode to
but
this.
But they needed to have a slow episode, especially if you're going to bring back the governor. You can't just throw him in straight to the situation. No. Oh, here he is.
No, they hinted at something amazing and like, oh my god, the governor, cause you know, they just pan out and there he is in frame and he turns and there's that fucking eye patch and you know some shit's gonna go down. And then they show the big ass explosion. They blew their fucking load in this episode a bit.
That's what I like. Cause even cause you the last with the madness to return, like he's gonna come in and do all this shit and he actually didn't. That's what I actually love about it.
I personally didn't expect the madness to come back. I was like, there is no madness because he doesn't have the resources to take them on. So what are people expect?
Like, they showed the more humane side of him, that he's not just a complete fucking nutcase. That
he's intelligent. But, he's intelligent.
I
just not going to do anything harsh.
If people if he didn't watch that trailer last week, they probably wouldn't be as excited because last week, like you see, you think he's the Joker burning down buildings and blowing up things and in like holding his head out the window in a police car and everything.
Nuts. I mean, that's some of the shit he does. Like when he goes into the apartment to get the fucking, that stupid, not chessboard, whatever the fuck it bloody was. Tic-tac-toe, what the fuck that game shit was.
He's still, obviously he's still feeling the effects of what happened. Right? I mean, he's not going to get over that real anytime soon or whatever, but I don't expect him to be batshit crazy as people. I don't think anybody's really that fucking crazy on the damn show or whatever. I mean, all the craziness that comes is necessary craziness, if anything, and what his craziness was of, you know, wanting to get revenge on Michonne for what he did to hurt his daughter. And stuff.
I actually think he has nothing against, he's pissed off with Rick, but everyone else in the prison, I don't think he cares about, but Michonne, he wants dead. That's it. I think that's what the whole thing with the prison
I think
is.
He wants everybody
he just wants
dead, really. Like, everybody has anything to do with the prison. Because the prison reflects his failure, as being a governor. You know, everybody who's living inside.
I think he cares that what he
has to
that she took, she killed his daughter technically, and that's what that's all.
No,
you remember the story he told the other little girl or whatever. He was trying to keep someone I love safe, and I couldn't or whatever. So obviously, that did affect him in a way, or whatever. As far as that, his daughter died by this person, or whatever, and he felt like he should have got revenge. But I think it's just lost now to him, or whatever. Like it doesn't matter anymore. Nothing else matters to him, and that's why he probably crossed out that photo with the face of him on it. Mm.
And then then he's kind of found something now at least worth fighting for again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, he still wants revenge on Michonne, but I think she's part of it. You know, everything else, we're going to see, like we see her next week, you're going to see what P1 says. He's going to start getting his resources together. Once he get that resource, then you're going to see the governor coming back.
I'm actually curious to see, because I'm having a guess here that I don't think he's going to be the crazy governor anymore after the next week. I think the people he's going to be with, they're going to be the crazy ones, and he's going to be against it.
Yes.
And I think we're going to see a scene is somewhere down the line where either him and Michonne or him and Rick is working together.
Yeah, I would like to see him and Michonne have to team up somehow.
Oh man,
I imagine that might happen or whatever.
The whole episode would be so intense because you don't know who's gonna you're waiting for one of them to betray the other one.
It'll be like that Shane and Omar scene or Oscar scene. What was that guy's name? Whatever. It'll be something like that where they had to work together for a necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they have to work together for unnecessary means, but you know,
it shoots in the leg. I love Shane.
Yeah, shoots in the leg, whatever, shit like that. And I think that one, because judging from the preview, what I saw, whatever, it didn't look like the governor was necessarily wanting to go along with Martinez and them.
Yeah, and he, Martinez might be the one who wants to take the prison back. He might be the one after revenge, and
yeah,
he knows the governor is probably the best person for strategize.
And I think the governor is going to stop because of this new family he's found.
Yeah.
See, Martinez, he doesn't really strike me as, like, I don't know Martinez, but he doesn't strike me as the revenge. So what you saw that, what, for next week's stuff, it looked like they just want to raid other people and take their shit. You know, he just want to take stuff. He just want
to
probably
prison has
raid the prison.
Right now.
Exactly. So that's all he probably thinking about. He's not even thinking about, like, some petty revenge.
Yeah, because you remember that conversation he had with Daryl that one time when Rick and the governor was meeting or whatever, and he was just looking at Daryl like, look, I do what I need to do. I'm a soldier or whatever. So he was the B-level Daryl. He's just like, oh, he's nowhere near as good as Daryl. He's nowhere near as good as Daryl or whatever. I was like, man, he's just another goddamn Mexican.
Hey, you said it. I'm thinking it, but you said it.
Oh, of course I'm sick.
I'll tell you what, if you're gonna kill yourself too, make sure you shoot yourself in the head properly, unlike that fucking guy did in the bathtub. I mean, that's one guy. He's blown half his face and the guy's still alive. Poor bastard. Well, he's not alive, he's a walker, but still. If you're gonna kill yourself, people, learn the lesson. Shoot yourself in the head properly.
He blew his fucking face off.
I would have stole
though.
That dude's wheelchair.
It was all gone.
I thought he was gonna take the wheelchair for that guy so he could get around. He's like, nah, fuck that. He would have been more helpful.
Yeah, I would say, I would have got around better in that wheelchair. Yeah. Come to Herschel. He brings it back to prison and say, and put a sign on it and say.
He could do a Breaking Bad and put a bomb on it. So.
Yeah, he's gonna put a sign on it. He's gonna put a sign on it that says for Herschel.
For Herschel, yeah.
Yeah, I saw those legs.
Yeah, it's those Herschel legs. I think they put that in there to shut people up. They said, look, people, need some good fucking legs, alright?
Maybe he's gonna turn like Santa Claus. Yeah, he grew the beard and he's gonna be like the governor version of Santa, where he goes and helps people instead. Brings them presents. He's restarted, he brought him the game, so yeah, I mean, you know, who knows? He might be a nice guy now.
They need to have a good scene when the governor has a bone in his hand crossing against, what's his name, Herschel with a leg in his hand. And you see sparks coming off the bone in the leg, like two swords with their beaks.
Well, you think they're going to become both pirates?
Yeah. They're
going to go and get their own boat and sail across the sea.
I hope that the governor kept that bone with him after he killed that zombie. I'm like, I hope he keeps that. Like, I hope he trademarks that as his weapon now.
Hit the bones.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about these kills, like how he did these kills.
Oh, they looked great. That was probably some of the best kills I saw in this season. The kills in here is getting better and better, but those are some amazing scenes of the CG in it and everything. Even the blood looked better than usual.
It definitely did.
The blood usually looks.
Because I was just watching the scene when the only time I have seen someone smash somebody's face like that with an extinguisher that really took effect on me was that movie Irreversible.
He also did that in a Punisher Warzone where he just punched a human in the fucking face and his head just blowed up. I was like, damn.
That was a good one.
Jesus Christ. I bet the governor said, you ain't got shit on me, Punisher. Show you how it's done. Ed, the governor is the Punisher, huh?
Oh, there you go.
Alright.
Good casting. I just love when he punches the shit out of that one. That towards the end, when he just grabs before he gets the bone, he just punches it. Dead. Like Jesus!
I love how he got all that blood on his fuck. He got all that blood and shit on his hands, and then he goes over to like the touch of the girl on the head and whatever. I bet she was screaming, "Don't touch me! Use your other hand!"
Yeah, that's got blood on it too.
Yeah, we know that bone. He takes that bone and puts it in that zombie's mouth, and then pulls up, and then all you see is nothing but like. Back of the brain and front of the head and mouth and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one shot where you saw it just start pulling and you saw the tendons and you're just like, oh my god. It was so good.
Another great thing the show did too was bring in two more hot women. I was like, Jesus Christ, thank God. Yeah, thank God. I was like, I'm so happy about this.
I know. And that go back to your point, P1. Why? Why are you gonna leave? I would never leave now. You got two women. You got a truck full of food. You got your own little daughter right here. You got the life made.
She could have easily just been sneaking over to room 202. He could have been fucking both of them at the time or whatever. He was like, man, now you expose these two women to the opening. Find some other men. Ain't gonna leave your ass. What's wrong with you, Governor? What the hell was you thinking?
What are you gonna do? Bring them to... He's gonna bring them to the prison, and they're gonna see Daryl, and they're gonna be like, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, especially that little Mexican, the Hispanic chick or whatever. Oh, she's gonna be like, damn, who's that right there? She's gonna be like, show me your crossbow. He's gonna be like, this right here is a bow.
He can bring
like,
him to prison for Tyrese, cause we all know he's lonely now.
He's
another Mexican.
He to go sing to her this time. He's like, I got a new verse for you.
That would be funny if he used them as pardon with the prison. I'm just like, look, I don't want no beef with you guys. And to show you that, I brought you a little girl and two grown ass women. You can do what you want with them.
Yes.
One says she's a cop.
That pissed me off. Like, yeah, she's a cop. Like, no, I lied to you. I'm not a cop. And like, oh, no shit, really.
I knew she wasn't a cop. You could tell because she says she worked for the Atlanta PD or whatever. I was just like, no, the fuck you didn't. You can already tell you didn't work for them.
She eventually said, no, I didn't, but she was in the academy.
Did her acting annoy you, though? She just seemed like she was trying too hard or something.
I was too busy looking at her like I wanted to fuck her, so I didn't really pay attention. I ain't gonna lie. All of her dialogue went over my head because I was just trying to eyeball her like crazy, like, okay, you got a little of that right there, all right. And it was just I was like, all right. Yeah. Even the older one, I was just like, all right, well, you know, something's working here.
Is it? Well, is it?
Kids a little creepy.
Were they sisters? They were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so governor can do sisters. You never know.
God,
he did the whole family. Governor, he's got,
man, I got
two sisters,
got that
daughter,
got that coat.
But he lied about his name, you guys.
Yes, he did too. What did he call himself?
You guys keep. He called himself Brian.
Brian, okay. I can't remember.
His name is Brian. I was like, you ain't naming fucking Brian Phillip.
Yeah, that's what.
That goes back to what I said earlier. I don't know if it's so much of him lying or it's so much of him wanting to forget the past or whatever now, whatever. That's like behind him now, whatever. Like, just kind of like with Carol, when she gave the watch away and shit, like, you know, I don't want to live that life anymore, whatever. I want to know that that's like him just renewing his life over again because, remember, he tore up that photo, but he only tore up his side of the photo, whatever.
Yeah,
I think
he
he's thinking that his part. Yeah, so that part of his life is also dead too, so maybe he just wanted to start anew.
What is the governor's name? Because nobody really knows his name, right?
Well, he told Andre his name was Philip. So whether that's true or not.
Yeah. Is that a truth? Is that a lie?
Then the other guy,
I think
Philip too. So you assume it's true. He's a little offside. I keep calling him Philip. So I assume it's true. You never, I don't know in the comics. I don't know. I haven't read the comics. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, a quick Google search can definitely find that out.
No, that's too
long. My favorite part of the governor ever is just him. It's like, what you call yourself.
Well, Pete?
So.
But yeah. So, the thing is, there's really not much we could really talk about this episode because it was just
really
the governor himself coming back, doing what he does, and moving on. And
nothing really mind-blowing here or whatever, but it was a great story.
I
enjoyed it.
Okay, you're saying people complain about it. I actually really enjoyed the change of pace because, yeah, you've had so many intense episodes. It's like, okay, time for a downer. Not a downer, but instead of being, oh, look, the governor's, he's going to do evil shit. It's like, no, actually, he's not. He's actually going to see the other side of him that we haven't hardly seen. I'm like, that's what I fucking wanted to see, and I'm glad they did that.
Dude, so, if you just tie it in like Walking Dead...
Yeah.
You just type in Walking Dead season 4, episode 6, whatever, this is nothing but like, the reason why this show was bad, or the reason why even on Facebook people were just saying, oh, this is probably the worst show of the whole season. I'm just like, god damn, it wasn't that fucking bad. Like,
right.
I think people over-exaggerate whenever they don't-
It's really good.
Why is it? I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the change of pace. Is it the best episode of the season? No. Is it the worst?
No.
I wouldn't even say it's the worst, cause it's just, it's a different tone, it's a different pace. You know, if you did an episode based entirely on Daryl or Rick, or it would still be the same thing. If you took them out of the prison, did a whole show based around them, it'd be different. And
I think the reason why people are saying it's the worst show, or whatever, is because they were expecting something different. They wanted some craziness or shit like that, and for that, it feels more disappointing for
them. That's too soon.
The trailer.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. It's not.
Oh, the trailer, yeah, you're right, the trailer.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this right now. The trailer never showed him going crazy at all, whatever. It just showed him burning some shit and just looking at some shit. Never showed him doing anything. And second of all, you people need to understand that you don't write the fucking show, so you ain't got no reason to be disappointed.
you had all that insanity come in now. It's not even the halfway point of the season. It's too early. If he's gonna flip out again, it's too early to do it. You can't.
Well, there needs to be a motivation.
Like I said, the only thing I gotta say about that trailer last week is all you hear is the overtone of somebody saying, that man is crazy. And then you just see a house on fire. So you're like, what the hell is he doing? What's going on?
Oh yeah, but I mean, I loved all that, but I was like, I was still worried seeing all that. I was like, this might be too soon to do all this shit. And that's why I was so glad when watching, I'm like, okay, they're not gonna go down the obvious path of him being a complete Joker lunatic and just going for revenge.
I personally didn't want to see that.
Same. I don't want to see that. I mean, I don't mind if they do it later on and, you know, he flips out again, but you have to have a reason for it. You can't just go, oh, well, he wants revenge. He's insane. So, okay, whatever. He's not the Joker. The Joker is different. You can't just do the same shit.
This episode was a natural human reaction of what a person would do after the events that's happened to him or whatever. I don't think a person would just run in there unless he was, like you said, the Joker and just run in there and do some stupid shit or whatever. But I actually enjoyed what he did and everything about it.
Like season two, it's called character development, you fucking people. It's called actually giving character. So yeah, it might be a bit slower paced, but it's called building character. And we really
they want to keep him around.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because they want to keep him around for longer or whatever. They don't want to kill him off or make him useless or anything. So I mean, come on.
Yeah. If he was crazy, he just would have walked in, killed those girls, killed the daughter, and taken what he wanted, walked off, and we'd be like, oh well, here he is again doing the same shit. No, I'm glad they bugger you all, people. What's wrong with you people? It was good.
There you go. There's so much shit on this now.
How many questions do you get saying how bad this episode was? That's what I'm interested to hear.
I didn't get any. My fans aren't stupid, so.
Oh, good on, good on.
I don't have to worry about that.
Good on your fans.
My fans aren't stupid.
Do we want to get into questions? Because I said we.
Remember, I don't have spill fans. So I ain't worried about that shit. I don't demand shit.
Well, I hope your fans voted. If they didn't vote, they should feel very guilty. They should feel very, very guilty. But I'm sure they would.
Well, necessary needs here, whatever. You guys ready to get questions? Then, you know.
Yeah, I think it's time because I think we've really spoken about what we can on this episode so far. So.
Yeah.
Question time, people. It is.
All right. So,
sit around the campfire.
Comment.
Get ready with your tents. Come on.
A little bit of story time right now, whatever. First one comes from Steve. He says, do you guys think Dead Rising 3 will sell even more because of how great this show is? Also, what is your favorite zombie video game?
I
don't think this video game and this show will have any selling or remarks because I don't think that game will sell because it's a good franchise. They ain't gonna sell because of this show.
Oh. I was gonna say totally opposite. I know we're gonna sell well just because it's probably the only good title that's out on the Xbox One when that comes out. So.
It's only good title. Period. It's only good title. Yeah. It's only good title. Period on either system right now. So.
Right. Even though it's still Dead Rising. I played Dead Rising 1. I liked it. It was enjoyable. Dead Rising 2, same fucking game, but you know it was still kind of fun and enjoyable. And I'm not seeing any difference in Dead Rising 3, but. Just better graphics and more confidence.
This is the fifth game in the series too, by the way. So I don't know. I know, it's, you know people forget the other two that I've forgotten. There's like one called Off the Record, which, god damn, that fucking game was pissing me off sometimes.
It's called Off the Record. That's why I didn't play that.
Actually, I knew there was only two of them. I haven't heard the other one.
Oh yeah, I got all of them. So I know. I got all of them. So.
There was even one where they were supposed to finish the story from the first game, and they totally, you know. Say fuck it in game number two. So they made a DLC for the first game and the second game, which made no sense anyway.
Fuck.
But, I don't think nobody plays those games for stories. That game is played for gameplay as far as beating up a bunch of zombies and shit like that in multiple ways, whatever. Nobody gives a shit about the goddamn story, whatever. Cause it's just like movies. Don't nobody care how the zombie apocalypse started. We just want to know how you survived it.
Right. And then like killing all the crazy psychopath bosses. That's in the game.
Or the humans too. Crazy ass fucking redneck humans that's in this fucking Off the Record game too.
Oh, with, with their machine guns that can kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it, you know?
I popped one of those rednecks with a fucking shotgun. I was like, bitch, Compton. That's it. Let's get this loving ass out of here.
What was the other part of his question, too? He said, Dead Rising?
What is your favorite zombie video game?
Oh, easy. Resident Evil 2.
Why?
Because it's fucking Resident Evil 1 and 2 are the best zombie games ever. Similar to that. They fucked up.
I don't know.
Oh,
what? 4?
4's fucked. Sorry.
You should have 4, Matt.
What?
1 and 2 were horror. After that, they became fucking action. I'm sorry.
I think one is my, I'm gonna go with Wayne on this one. Thank one is my you. Favorite.
One is beautiful, one is amazing, and it's great, but I don't know, game, 4
perfected. They weren't zombies.
One's only scary because you can't play the goddamn game.
They weren't zombies.
It's like
after,
up and down.
After 3, after Nemesis, they're not zombies anymore. They're infected. And they're just like,
I think what I liked around. About one the most too is because you didn't have that many bullets.
Yes.
So it kind of added more to the horror movie. So I think that's why I like it more than 4,
you
but
died,
4 is still
didn't
good.
Didn't save it, you're fucked. You had to start again.
Yeah, exactly. You're fucked.
That's horror. That's,
that game was
I
a
didn't save it. Shit.
That game was a bitch and a pain in the ass sometimes. I was like, god damn it.
Yeah, you gotta look the one side of the fucking mansion all the way to the fucking
place. What are the zombie games out there though? There's, okay, we got, Dead Rising.
Dead Island, whatever it friggin' is.
Dead Island.
I've never played it, but yeah.
Zombie U.
The Walking Dead Telltale game.
Yeah, what about
the Walking Dead Telltale games?
That's my
favorite
one.
The actual Walking Dead game, the one where you play Daryl.
I've never played that one. There's
that one.
That was terrible.
It's repetitive.
Mini spin-off game that Call of Duty did with the zombies.
Man, you know what though? The Call of Duty game, there are people, they spend real money to play that DLC zombie Call of Duty game. I don't know, how can you play a game?
They love that zombie shit in those goddamn Call of Duty games. I was just like, these shits are boring, to be honest.
They can play that game for 15 hours straight and then pay $8 and play it all over again for another 15 straight.
I'm going through the list of zombie games now. They actually list Dead Space as a zombie game. What the fuck? It's not a zombie
game. I can see that. Yeah. I can see it.
What?
Well, if you're going to say Dead Space is a zombie game, then Silent Hill zombie game.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I bet you Silent Hill's in this friggin' list. Oh, yep.
Silent Hill's never. Is it zombie? Can you count that as zombie?
Silent Hill 2, you guys are the scariest fucking game in the world. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
But does it count as a zombie game?
Of course, it shouldn't.
No.
That's why I love the first Silent Hill games, but
I don't know, I'm going to just throw it out there. There's The Last of Us.
Yeah, of course.
That's a zombie game.
Which is probably
the best. Walking Dead was better than that, but you know.
Yeah, do you beat it yet, Samantha?
What? No, I haven't beaten yet.
Damn, girl's taking so long.
All right.
School? Okay, honestly, I bought GTA 5, so there was that. And then I bought Minecraft, so there's that.
You're one of those who don't finish a game before you play another. You just pick up another game.
I can't help it because, like, I was playing The Last of Us and then GTA 5 came out and I had to get it.
Well, speaking of GTA 5, what about Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare? That was a fun one.
Oh, that's such a good game. I love that game. I own
that's
that.
That's fun.
So good.
Alright, so what's your favorite? Damn, I'm going down the list now.
I know,
right?
Resident Evil 2 is mine. Resident Evil 2 is mine. So, that's my answer. I don't know about you guys. You guys give your
actual zombie game?
Walking Dead, Telltale.
Are we saying like actual zombie game or like we going into your bullshit list here?
No.
It just says favorite zombie video game. It no deeper than that. It ain't. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I want to say RE1. I want to say RE1. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All
right. Dead Rising Undead Nightmare, because it was just funny. It was just all comedy. So.
No good.
Wait, Dead Rising Undead Nightmare. Wait a minute, that's too good from games.
You're just like, shit, have you?
And you say, I don't watch these shows. You don't play these games.
Dude,
on me about not being nerds. At least I fucking played them.
I played the game. It was, Undead Nightmare,
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Rising.
Alright, mine is
Undead
Walking Dead.
Mine's Walking Dead Telltale.
Yeah.
All right. Next question now, because goddamn, Jesus Christ, y'all. Brandon, he says, any thoughts on where you guys think they will take the governor this season? Will they kill him, make him kill people in the prison, et cetera, et cetera? Well, we kind of talked about this a little bit.
Kind of all of the above.
I think they're going to keep him alive, honestly.
Yeah, I think they'll want to keep him alive.
I think Michonne going to kidnap his girl and then make him come after her.
So. I really think it's going to be where him and either Rick or Michonne are going to be working together on something.
It's probably going to be Rick.
Yeah, I think there'll be a reason why they'll have to. There'll be something about that happens. Because aren't they bringing in the hunters or some shit or whatever they're called in this?
The hunters could be the people that Martinez is with.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Good point.
Well, they're so with the National Guard guys.
Who? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Now, the guys who raided... never mind. You guys didn't watch the fucking show.
What? I
watched... No!
Of course we didn't watch the show because it ain't came out yet.
How do you want to be?
No. Remember when they set up camp in the military base?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the National Guardsmen who raided it.
They said that when they ambushed.
No, it was in this one. It's in the flashback.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have no
idea. It was just a moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that was a moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Just say yes, people. Just say yes to him.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
I'm the only one who remembers like an obscure 3 second scene.
Oh, because it was 3 seconds. We talking about next week's show. That's why he's like, maybe they're.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Oh, next week's show. Yeah.
He's like, maybe the. He was like, maybe the hunters will be in next week's show. Whatever, all those people he's with, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sammy. Sammy, stop drinking, okay? Poor little angle you. next one comes here from Nick. He says, since being renewed for a fifth season, do you guys think they should steer away from the comics or follow them more now?
They already got so far away from it now, it doesn't even matter. They can just do their own thing.
Agreed.
I personally like it if they just stayed away from the comics too, to be honest.
Yeah, create your own Walking Dead universe.
Yeah.
Like they have. Like, continue with this. It's good. Like, send shoutouts to the game and, you know, the original story from the comics. That's cool. But, you know, create it. Create something.
Well, shit.
Wayne, you don't have anything to say? I'm really shocked.
I just said, well, I agree. I mean, whatever they're doing now seems to be working. I've heard the comics get too fucking dark and do messed up. So why follow that? Something that won't entertain.
I really don't understand that with people. Oh, it's too dark. It gets grim or whatever. It's like, what the fuck do you want, Dan? What the fuck do you want in a zombie apocalypse or whatever? Anything gonna be happy and cheerful?
I just stopped reading it because after a while, I just stopped caring where it was going. It didn't seem like it was going anywhere. It was just like, you know, just going Simpsons around. Syndrome. Yeah, yeah.
Next kind of question coming from Andrew. He says, gotta go with, CJ and P1, the Darkness Brothers.
Darkness!
Oh, my bad. I said that. Darkness Brothers, cause that's how he wrote it. Rick lost his wife. He had every right to go crazy. Same thing happened to Morgan and Herschel, but Shane was crying over some pussy he couldn't have anymore. And probably some tainted pussy anyway. If you guys lived in this world and had to turn crazy for some reason, what do you think your reason would be? Oh, I already know mine.
That's exactly why Shane.
Sammy ain't giving that pussy up. I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna be like, God damn it. Okay, I'm jerking off now.
The internet won't be working anymore for me, so I'll be really crying.
CJ wouldn't have his loyal fans cheering him on anymore or whatever, so.
I wouldn't have the internet. I wouldn't have Facebook and YouPorn and all that stuff. So it's all, it'd be over.
He'd be talking shit to Sammy. Sitting there moping.
CJ be talking shit to Sammy, talking about, come on, we're gonna record. John, there's no TV or television like that. Record or whatever. He's gonna be yelling at him, just like, oh my god. Wayne's gonna be over there trying to fucking build Mad Max World or whatever. I think Wayne be trying to build some fucking farm shit, to be honest.
Farm? I'm not a fucking farm. I'm not Rick.
You know why I think he'd be doing that? Be like, oh Christ, there's no Vegemite, mate.
You can't grow Vegemite.
Yeah, you start looking at the back of the carton or whatever, the ingredients, and be like, you can grow this.
I'd be like the governor just walking around in a bag full of Vegemite. That's all I've got.
Be like, Wayne, did you get the supplies? Yeah, I got the supplies.
Be like Bob Stokey. Vegemite. Bob Stokey instead of alcohol. It's a good cure.
He also goes on to say, will we also let people in our camp?
Fuck no. Unless they're hot.
Only women.
No.
Unless they're hot.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Sammy would be on our ass with her, cause we'd be like, oh, why y'all didn't let that guy in here with it? Like, because he didn't
he's
have
gay,
the natural
okay,
resources.
He's gay.
He's,
right.
he's gay.
He's a gay yeah. walker. You just don't know it.
Sammy would come off from waking up one day and she'd be like, you know, I noticed something strange about our little camp here or whatever. Ain't nothing but women walking around here. You three do.
Pregnant women. All pregnant.
Like, Sammy, you should like this. You got three beautiful men here or whatever and tons of women or whatever. This is a buffet for your ass.
Exactly. I'm not complaining at all. This sounds wonderful. Can we make this happen?
Yeah, exactly.
All we gotta do is wipe out the world first and we'll be fine.
Yeah, because every time that we turn around, we'd be like, no, take your ass out of here. And then as soon as he turn around, we shoot him in the back of his fucking head and be like...
He was a walker. He was infected. He had bleeding eyes.
Would we keep Jay around?
Oh, God, he'd be Bob Stokey. God, no.
Actually, you know what? I would tell Wayne, I'd be like, we need to have a council meeting, whatever. I'd be like, Jay, gotta get the fuck up out of here right now, whatever.
Like, hand me the gun, I'll take care of it, bang.
It's Sammy's gun, I'll take care of it. That motherfucker was sweating last night and fiending because he didn't have a bottle of liquor and shit. I have a feeling he's gonna run out and go and leave the gate open or some shit like that, whatever. And I don't know, we need to take his ass out. And if you guys don't wanna do it, give me the gun, I'll do it my damn self.
Yeah, sad but true.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, what would you go crazy over? What would you turn crazy over?
What the fuck would I turn crazy over?
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
Dick?
Fucking stupid ass bitches, probably.
Oh, okay. Ignorance.
Some fucking trifling ass, ratchet ass bitches. Fuck, oh, fuck that. No, I'm not gonna deal with that. None.
You know, she's gonna play CJ, she's gonna be like, you ratchet ass with CJ right now, whatever. Shit.
Don't talk to Bonica like that. She has every right to be part of this group.
You know what? I don't think our camp would last long.
Oh, fuck no. Can't be burned down.
We would probably branch off and be like Game of Thrones, have our own little throne set up in each area and shit like that, and be like, tell that ratchet CJ that.
probably just like across the street.
It'd be a crowd. Me, CJ, and Wayne would just be looking at each other all day, whatever, from a distance, just like.
Oh, we have our own campfires.
We would have meetings, and every time everybody would walk into each other's camps, you would see us like having sex with somebody while we're having a meeting. Like, yes, I am. Oh, yes.
And just to spite that person, be like, say I'm better than Wayne. Say it. Say it, bitch.
Now don't clean yourself off and go finish up with Wayne.
Oh, fuck. I get the leftovers.
Yeah, now go finish yourself off and go get the worst sex you've ever had in your life. Go ahead and go get it, bitch. Get out of here. How about you, CJ? What you go crazy over?
I don't know. Like I told you, the internet. Not having the internet at all.
How about you, Wayne? Is it really Vegemite or?
No, the thing is, I don't know if I would go crazy. I would actually probably belong in this world. Which is fucking more of a worry. I'm more worried that I'd actually be like, yeah, I'm home. Fuck.
Wayne would be like, I'm more successful. He'd be like Woody Harrelson from Zombieland. I'm more successful in this land than I was in real life.
That's what worries me. I actually think that's what I would be. I'd be like, you know what? I kind of belong here. It's scary, but it's kind of true.
Michonne. So you'd be Michonne then, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I would walk down the path of this. It depends. If I had someone I care about alive with me, I'd walk down the path of Shane, for sure. I'd fucking flip
I wouldn't.
Out.
I wouldn't want.
I do not see you as Shane. I don't see you snapping to Shane. I really don't see that. But all right, if that's what you say.
No, but just say I lost someone I cared about in the world, even if it's someone you can't be with. But just say they died, I would be fucking just pissed off as Shane. I wouldn't trust.
So if CJ and Sammy was getting eaten, well, you'd be upset.
Oh yeah, a little bit, yeah.
As we're screaming, Wayne, help us!
I just want to walk up to a barn and just start screaming at it, just like no one's there. I love that scene.
Okay.
That speech is great. If you want something, you got to fight for it. If you want to survive, you got to fight for it. I'm like, yes.
So if this world does happen, I think we need to fuck Wayne.
Oh, yeah, be keeping away from me.
just fuck with him, make him crazy and shit like that, whatever, since he wants to, you know, fuck around and shit like that. Next question comes from Stacy. She says, with the exception of Wayne, since he doesn't watch the show, do you guys think Herschel is in that prison, since he is willing to put his life on the line for others? Example, him wrestling that zombie in the cage to get that device to save Glenn. That's a good question, actually, to be honest. That is a good question,
it is a good question.
Herschel is willing to put his life on the line. He said that plenty of times in this whole damn series. Like, I'm willing to put my life on the line for people or whatever. I've never heard anyone else say that shit in here.
Yeah. I mean, people do put their life on the line. It's just he does it under kind of situations because he's not as fit. He's a lot older, and he still does it. So.
Nobody else was willing to go in that prison except for Herschel.
He's a brave old bastard.
Yes.
I still want to see him become a pirate, but still.
How about you, CJ? You're the guessing man on here, so.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh my god!
You have to go at Sammy for yawning and you're not paying attention.
You know what? CJ gets a pass because he's just always fucking right. That's why it's like, what's the shit I would love to give him right now? Whatever. It's just like, yeah, I wouldn't give him shit, but you know, when he makes his guesses, it came out right. Yeah, so maybe it's because he doesn't give a shit and he just,
I mean, you can almost see the writings on the wall when they do these episodes, these shows. After a while, you know, it's just like you, P-Woman, you go to the movies for so much, you start to see the plot. You start to see how we're gonna roll out, you know? You start to see the betrayals and stuff, so I'm like, alright, well.
Well, we've never seen a show like this though on TV, to be fair. I mean, it has the same tropes of TV, like, it does follow formulas and shit like that, whatever, but, you know, there's certain events that, like, with the Carol.
Yeah.
Even though you guessed it, I only guessed it because I
just figured the way the people were, you know, the camera shots and the background, you know, I'm not even gonna explain my magic, so no, fuck y'all. but it is a good show because I went over a friend of my house the other day and his dad was watching, what is that, like NCI or NSA or, you know, one of those garbage ass shows that come on NBC or CBS. And like the dad was just getting all into it, like he was figuring out everything. I'm like, dude, you know the killer there because, you know, they got the camera on the killer. They showing who the killer is. Don't act like this is top secret, information that you just stumbled upon. So, but Walking Dead actually got some good writing, especially last week episode.
Okay. Fair enough. I got a question from Darren here. He says, do you guys watch the webisodes?
No.
Actually, this is the first time I saw previews for him during The Walking Dead.
I know, right?
They
need people to watch it. They're like,
well, I didn't know they were doing webisodes, but I didn't know it was like running as much as it was, whatever. So I didn't really pay too much attention to it. But this is the first time I saw a preview, and I'm curious after what I saw in it.
Yeah,
but I don't watch this shit.
I mean, I kind of knew they had web episode because they did it last time with the tree zombie girl or the bicycle zombie girl. Yeah. You know, so, but I'm glad they're doing promotion for it because there's no point of them doing all that extra work and nobody watching it.
Yeah. I'm sure that AMC,
I mean, nobody,
gets a lot of hits though.
Yeah, they do. They probably make a lot of hits off that, stupid show, The Talking Dead.
Talking Dead? Chris Hardwick. I really respect that guy a lot.
Talking Dead doesn't compare to our shit, does it?
Yeah, exactly.
We give him more information.
It's not our shit. We got crazy people on our show.
Did you call me crazy?
I mean, at least we didn't have Marilyn Manson. Yeah, at least we didn't have Marilyn Manson on our show to fuck it up.
Yes,
you know?
Well said.
Did he fuck it up?
Oh man, that dude was bad.
See, we don't get that here. So I never get to see The Talking Dead anyway, because that doesn't air here in Australia.
Oh, you don't get that? Oh man, if you could find that episode with I think it was 2 weeks ago or whatever, you could find that one with Marilyn Manson. Man, I was just like, wow. I was like, I usually like Marilyn Manson, but fuck man, I don't understand what he's talking about.
So great. I make more sense than Marilyn Manson. That's great.
Yeah, I would give you that one. You make more sense than Marilyn Manson. Even Chris Hardwick was looking like, he was like, wow, that was the first thing I understood out of you the whole episode. I was like, oh.
I'd rather listen to your music again.
I respect Hardik a lot. God, it started out in podcasts. Now this motherfucker does movies and fucking TV shows and shit like that. I was like,
you'll be there. Big. You'll be there.
Yeah, son of a bitch stole my role.
I'm not gonna suck your dick, alright? I'm not sucking Chris Hart's dick.
I'm not sucking his dick, whatever. Some bitch just stole my role, but I respect the man for where he became, where he started off.
I ain't calling you, I'm not saying it's you, I'm just saying, I'm not doing it because you're gonna be there one day. And when you're there, then your dick will be the one I will be sucking.
I'm gonna have all three of you guys as guests on this motherfucker and be like, okay, Wayne doesn't watch the show, so we're gonna have him sit in the corner over here.
Just yell Mad Max every once in a while, Wayne, it's okay.
I give him my phone and be like, here, just watch this, it's a remake of Mad Max. He's like, oh, okay.
People don't think I don't watch this show. I fucking love this shit. I just have different points of view.
People are fucking with you, Wayne.
Different.
Well, because you're white.
Yeah, you're gonna
you don't weird, think though. That all. What? You got the TV off when
you watch it, man. Got another question here. Roland Winchell. He says, watching this week's episode felt like this was a spinoff show. I would agree. And I really liked it the way we got the fall of the governor this whole episode. Do you guys think they will do the same with Carol soon?
I hope so. That'd be nice. I would actually really enjoy seeing that.
And then she stumbles across the governor.
Well, you notice that the characters they haven't killed off in either season has came back in one way or another, so.
She'll definitely come back, but who knows when. Right? And you don't know if they'll give her a whole show, but I'd like to see her get her own little episode.
I would like to see that her by herself. I don't want to see her meet anybody. I want to just see her surviving. I want to. What? The quiet episode, call it that.
Yeah.
She gonna go work out, so when she see Tyrone,
she comes back like Sarah Connor.
Fucking. She found steroids and shit. Started pumping iron.
Right.
She pushes Rick and tell him, I told you I can handle him. I can handle him.
I burned your bitch. Your bitch in the cough.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. She just grabs hold of Carol and makes him her bitch.
I would like to see an episode where she just goes over and fuck every camp she finds over and shit.
She becomes the new threat. She gets an eye patch and shit.
Yeah, she gets an eye patch. That eye patch is iconic, baby. I'm telling you, it's that jacket and that eye patch.
I was waiting for him to remove it, and that I just wanted to freak that girl out and go, check this out. Fucking show me. Fucked up eye. That would have been awesome.
Hey guys, you want to see something cool? He lifts that shit up. Oh god! Oh.
He has like a cigar in there. He just pulls it out and smokes it.
Now that would have been funny if that girl would have been like, that is so cool or whatever, and he would have just smiled at her and be like, you know what, I'm going to call you Penny.
Like you love it.
Like he photoshops that photo, he finds the computer somewhere.
That'd be funny. That'd be cool.
Last question here, Marina, is from Natasha. She says, not a Walking Dead question. Oh, what the fuck you answering this for then? All right, end of the show then. So like I was saying, okay, I see the word Christmas in here, so maybe it's a Christmas question or whatever. But anyway, not a Walking Dead question, but wanted to get some opinion on the matter. I wanted to buy my brother either the PS4 or the Xbox One for Christmas. It would be better for a gamer who likes doing games. Give me some good advice, 2P1, because I know you have these damn consoles, LOL. Yeah, well, that is true, I do, but...
So the question is, but you ain't got put aside all biasness. Which one would you recommend? There you go.
I can put all my bias away, because I have one, and it doesn't do a goddamn thing or whatever. So, and I could show you this 12-minute... You know what, Natasha? I'm going to tell you this right now. For reviewing games for your brother, get him the Xbox One. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to send you a link, Natasha, of this 12-minute video of what you can do with... Like, video game critics is going to make the Xbox One. Their jobs is going to make it a lot easier. There's a special feature on here in the features of the Xbox One where you can record your gameplay and then edit it on the Xbox One. And as far as like having a side-to-side commentary of you commentating on your playthrough, on your game, whatever, as for people that does playthroughs on YouTube and shit like that, and you can upload it straight to YouTube or anything else you want to upload or whatever. So, if he wants to review game,
guess what?
But But the What's PS4 up? Has the PS4. Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as simple as the Xbox One. Trust me. I got the PS4. It's a piece of shit.
I say stick to PS3.
Yeah,
to be honest, the graphics leap ain't that fucking much at all.
The best
no, not right now.
The best feature the PS4 has is its integration with the PS Vita, but nobody has the fucking Vita except for my black ass. So,
that's how they really could have won. If they would have released the Vita with the PS4 as a bundle, oh man, they would have totally just smashed.
We already had the decision. John. I fucking yawned, goddamn.
All right, it's time to wrap this shit up, goddamn.
So your review game, you go with the Xbox One now. I'm gonna send you that link, Natasha, too, by the way, whatever, cause this is a pretty badass video of what you can do with that shit.
That's a badass video.
That's a badass counter.
We need to get that guy on the show.
You gotta find that guy if you
need
to.
No, he's like,
yeah. Doesn't matter, we'll get to
I'll probably get one of my old uncles that live in Chicago or something like that.
As long as he's in that outfit, he's gonna have the
Let's just find an old black man. Then we go to a church. We'll find somebody.
Yeah, we ain't gotta do that. We get your black ass. I seen you in suits before. You look close enough.
Well, I guess
you never came in a yellow.
No more questions, I'm guessing. So,
oh no, that's it. I'm done now.
Yeah, you're done.
That's it.
You're done. I think we've given the people nice little information on this episode, and if they don't like it, well, bad luck. Hopefully, I haven't pissed anyone off so far.
It's funny you should say that because this is people's. They say it's the worst episode, but I feel like this is our best show. So yeah, there you go.
It all works out.
This is our worst episode because we didn't get a chance to hop on top of Wayne. He making too much fucking sense this week.
Actually, at the beginning, we kind of talked about each other. Remember?
Yeah, I always make sense in my own mind. So as long as it all works
out. Right.
But yes.
All right, people. That's the end of the show now.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you, P1. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, CJ.
What I do, baby.
Thank you myself. It was good.
Podcast award winner.
Yes. I was going to say, voting is over for the podcast awards. If you haven't voted, but you're a fucking asshole. And if you have voted, you better voted for P1. Phenomenal one. Movie spoilers.
If you haven't voted, then you're dead.
He's about to open his own theme park. All right, people. So get ready for that. Fun galore.
I had a whole damn company vote for me. I'm very safe in this, alright? Alright, so.
As long as you win, you get up and
that's a badass vote.
That's a badass award. Woo! And just walk off.
My shirt's gonna say that. This is a badass award. Woo! Just walk off. Movie spoilers.
I'm gonna throw it over to our little host herself, Sammy, because you're the best at doing this shit. Tell the people what they must do.
Everybody needs to like and subscribe. Obviously, we're Dragon and the Wolf. It's DragonTheWolfPodcast.com. We're on Facebook, Dragon and the Wolf Podcast. We're on Twitter, Dragon and the Wolf Show. We're on YouTube, Wayne Snail, because Wayne is a arrogant son of a bitch.
And proud of
him. Me and CJ are on Facebook, and you can like and favorite and do whatever you need to do for us. Oh, we're on iTunes and Podomatic.
And of course, if you listen to this on moviespoilers.com, moviespoilerspodcast.com, well, you don't need to know anything else about that, because you're already here.
Which I would assume you guys are on Stitcher as well, right?
No, we're not.
If you're on Podomatic, you should be on
Stitcher. We were originally.
I'm about to say, if you're on Podomatic, you automatically should be on Stitcher. Well, alright. Jesus Christ, dude.
I'll have to look that up.
Oh wow, alright then, see, I guess this is why you want me to take over D&W.
Yes,
no,
please do.
The darkness! The darkness!
Power. That's your new show. That's your new show. It's replaced D&W, the darkness.
The darkness.
Cause everybody to get to the light, you have to go through the darkness first.
I love that catchphrase. I don't care what
Well, people. That was a good catchphrase, actually.
I guess that's it. So it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening for another edition of The Walking Dead Recap. Fucking spoiler podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call this shit.
Walking recap, goddamn. She's fucking crying.
And we'll be back next week with the governor doing whatever he does normally. So thank you for listening, people, and farewell.
Later, bastards.